You have a list of prayer requests that have been furnished to you, so I'm not going to go over all of those. However, I will mention that Kevin Whitaker, the gentleman from Indiana who was preached for us one time, his wife had thyroid surgery, and she's doing well. She's at home and having thyroid surgery, and I haven't got a report yet on the church that was going to vote on calling him as their minister. So I'll let you know. We have an interest in Kevin because when they were here, I think everybody in the church liked them and wished they could be here with us. So, but I'll let you know how that turned out. I have a note here from Zach Young, addressed to the church. It says, "Thank you so much for the graduation card. I really appreciated it. I'm glad to have grown up with the church and watch it change over the years. It's been a blessing to have made it this far." So we give our graduation best wishes to Zach and the others who graduated. I will mention one other thing. And we have several guests this morning. I think possibly some of it is because we have a guest speaker. And he has a lot of friends. A lot of friends. But we'll talk about that in a moment. I did not do my anniversary concert this year because we were in the midst of celebrating COVID. And it just didn't lend itself to that setting. But I am going to do it. However, I'm going to do it on Sunday mornings, as I usually do. But it's a long one, and I'm going to do it on July 11th, and I'm going to do it on August 1st. So you have to sit through it twice. I'm not going to stay here that length of time. But I will be doing the concert anyway, July 11th and August 1st. Introduce our speaker in a little bit. But you've already met his elephant, I guess. He'll have more to say about that. You know, we're always quick to pass the buck whenever possible, aren't we? It seems to be a firm principle of life that the blame is something to be shifted around, if not completely avoided. We find that, yes, you're right. I was wrong. It was completely my fault. That's not the first thing that enters our minds. That's not the first thing that occurs to us. We either blame God, or we blame someone else, or we blame the equipment, or we blame the car, or the world, or the weather, or our parents, or our teachers. We just don't want to accept the blame ourselves when something goes wrong. It's just not a cool thing to do. And you'll be glad to know this is not a new problem. It's been around as long as people have. If you remember the story in the book of Genesis about Adam and Eve, they had the same problem. Who was the person to blame someone else? Adam. Adam blamed Eve. And Eve blamed the serpent. As the story goes, the serpent got the worst of the blame because he didn't have a leg to stand on. Forgive me. Fortunately, God's good at stepping in and doing what we can't do. And since their nakedness had become an issue for Adam and Eve, apparently God killed the first animal to clothe them. For Scripture says God made them garments of skin to cover them. I guess it's just the same today when no one could take the blame. It was Jesus who stepped in. He said, "I'll take the blame. I'll take the blame for all your wrong decisions. I'll take the blame for all your sins." And that's why we come to this table today. We cast all our sins on the only one who can take them away. It was Jesus who said, "I will take the blame." And we remember and honor him today as we share these emblems of His body and His blood given for us. And what was His first name? Okay, thank you. I did have someone who came to me last week and handed me one of these prayer lists and had crossed off several people that didn't need prayer anymore. And I said that was really helpful. So anytime you can do it that way, it's good. Let's sing a little bit here. Number 495 is the first song, Jesus Saved. Number 495, let's sing the first and the last verses of that one. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Bear the news to every land, climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hear the nation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. All right, and follow that with hymn number 539, which is what we've been just doing. I will sing of my Redeemer. I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cross His cruise He suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing, my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the death and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In His boundless love and mercy, He the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, His triumphant love I'll tell. How the victory giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. With the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and His heavenly love to me. Free from death to life has brought me, Son of God with Him to be. Sing, oh sing up my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Number 426 is our prayer hymn this morning. As we stand together for prayer, let's sing just the first verse of Yield Not to Temptation. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, look ever to Jesus, He'll carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, He will carry you through. Heavenly Father, you bring joy to our hearts because you give us a forever kind of hope and assurance through your Son, Jesus Christ. We want to glorify your name and His in our worship today. So let your Spirit fill our messenger as he speaks. And may your Spirit also open our minds and hearts to hear and heed his message. We urgently need your forgiveness. And we fervently pray for your presence among us here this morning. We want you to make us truly a living part of your body of believers all over the world. And we ask all these things, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I did not write an introduction for our speaker, but I'm going to tell you something about him. Brewster McLeod served 20 years, 40 years actually, with the Southland Christian Church, longer than I've been here. And after serving there for all those years, he has retired, but he's not stopped, and he has a new ministry, a different ministry. I met him over a cup of coffee and a cinnamon croissant, and admiring his 1960 Pontiac convertible. 1960? 66, okay. But he's going to speak to us this morning, and I anticipate something different. He brought his elephant, you noticed that, and he's going to tell us about that too. We're going to welcome Brewster McLeod and his friend with him, Walker Redmond, is part of his presence here today, too. So, get to know both of them.
You got it. Thank you. God don't treat me like dirt. I thought that was going to be a Lady Gaga song, or maybe a Journey, or, you know, Elvis, or something in that way. So, Walker, why don't you come up, and this Walker Redmond, and Walker is a VIP at the McLeod's Coffee House, and he was loving the God Don't Treat Me Like Dirt. If he had known it, he would have come up and started singing it with you. Then I started hearing y'all singing God Don't Treat Me Like Dirt. Well, Walker loves Chris Tomlin. Walker loves Amazing Grace, and so one of y'all that can start that song, Amazing Grace, Walker wants to sing that right here. Can you play it right there? You play by ear? Well, you come on up. You go and play. Help us get started, and then Walker's going to sit down with the preacher, I love Little Hickman Christian Church. Never been here in my life, ever. And I'll tell you just a bit of what I saw driving home after the fish fry. You're going to freak out. What I saw driving home, and it wasn't the elephant. So we're going to sing Amazing Grace, and then we're going to sing My Chains Are Gone, okay? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And then my chains are gone. Wait, you can stop and take a break. Here we go. My chains are gone. I've been set free. That's it. We're good. We're good. Thanks, Walker. Now, Lee, you got a little clock right here. When does Brewster stop? No, no. I love that. You're fine. So first off, y'all, I'm a personal person anyway. I really have never met Lee until the last couple of months at the coffee house in Lexington, next door to Gino, four doors down from Winchell's, across street from Millward's. Southman Drive is just 40503. We love 40356, but you got to come join us at 40503. So 42 years I would have started right there, four blocks away with Wayne Smith at 371 Hillendale. Four blocks away, I lived on Hill Court. I had a rowdy young man in youth ministry when I started named Jimmy Bowling, his nephew. Okay? Jeff Bowling, not rowdy. Carol Ann Schmidt, not rowdy. But Jimmy Bowling was rowdy. He's no longer rowdy. He's a friend of mine, and he knows that I'm down here with his uncle. And he is so proud that, I mean, full circle, y'all, for me. I started with a rowdy Jimmy Bowling, and then I get to end in that family with an unbelievable preacher who's been celebrated 39 years at this church, and that's an honor to you all as well. So I've got so many fun things to talk to you about. So the fish fry was awesome. I text Lee three times, and it's okay that he didn't text me back. Listen, lightning was everywhere. I didn't know if we were going to have to build an ark down here, but I just said, I'm coming anyway, because I had to get a picture of the church building to throw it on my Facebook to let people know that y'all are down here, okay, that this church is down here. So the fish fry was unbelievable. The dessert was unbelievable. And I promise you, I told Lewis I'll bring something. Well, I got caught up in the coffee shop that day, but a lady did bring a loaf of bread. And so I felt it was a very biblical thing to come to your fish fry with a lot of fish. And then Brewster came like that young man did in the scripture with a loaf of bread. And I got to be honest with you, it was gone when I got back. Okay. And if you had it, it was made by Ruby McDaniel. But I will say this, I took a piece of it off as I was driving down to Little Hickman because I thought I'm never going to get to this place because I've never been to this place. Driving back, I see jumping out in front of me. I found Bigfoot down here. By the way, this has nothing to do with scripture right now. Okay. I'm just telling you, I'm veering off for a minute. I saw Bigfoot jump out in front of me. And so I've called everybody to let them know that, let me tell you, if you want to find Bigfoot, you drive down to Little Hickman Christian Church, and I swear you'll see Bigfoot. And I really didn't, but I just thought it just worked perfect here with y'all. Y'all, I love it in the scripture. I mean, I've entitled Living Out the Word of God, not Acting Out the Word of God. When you act out the Word of God, it's like, it's a stage thing. You're acting. You're not, you're pretending. Y'all, one who acts out the Scripture versus one who lives out the Scripture. Performance is acting. Passion is living. Applause is needed, maybe wanted with performance. Humility is a part, an aspect of passion. Acting is done on the stage, but living is done just in life. In the Scripture, you're going to see a number of Scriptures, but I got to still go back to your preacher. So I met him at the coffee house, and my mentor died 5 years ago, and that was Wayne Smith. And let me just tell you something. I know Wayne Smith loved this church. I know he loved Sulphurwell. Wayne Smith loved every church in the Brotherhood. Every church outside the Brotherhood he cared about. So just to meet Lee, a part of Southland's, the mother church, Broadway Christian Church, and then Lee to come into the coffee house, and y'all, don't be ready for a Starbucks. It's not a Starbucks. Nothing wrong with Starbucks. It's a great place. It's not a church. It's not owned by Southland. It is a nonprofit. And we hire men and women who we call VIPs, special needs men and women. The name, the diagnosis, we don't care. We just love this group of men and women. So I'm going to start with this scripture right now that we're living out. And I'm going to use the mirror ball or the disco ball. Jesus says in Luke 14:12, the next time you give a banquet or a dinner or a party, don't invite your rich neighbors, your best friends. Instead, invite the blind, the lame, the handicapped, the poor. Though they can't repay you, all of us are going to be repaid at the day of the resurrection. So y'all, we decided 22 years ago, and if someone had done it 32 years ago or 52 years ago, more power to them. It has nothing to do with competition, but I felt a leading from that scripture to love on men and women who were special needs. I was blessed Friday night. I was just blessed for 100 reasons. But you know what I'm talking about. I was just blessed. And y'all get it. That's the thing about it. Y'all get it. Y'all get it. Y'all got it when my side partner Walker was up here. Y'all got it. You understand. So we decided to throw a Jesus prom 22 years ago. Through the Hyatt, Gino's gave free tuxedos. Lena's gave free dresses. Then we started collecting the tuxedos and the dresses. Then we started going with the theme. And this coming September the 10th will be Southland's 22nd Jesus prom. They had to do prom Zoom last year. I retired almost 3 years ago. You mean you got tired of Southland? Nope. I just knew that there was something else. There was more. So youth ministry, 20 years, I loved. To have worked with Wayne Smith and Mike Brough and John Weiss, the ultimate. Other than now, I get to add to that list Wayne Smith, Mike Brough, John Weiss, and Lee. And I mean that too. I mean it with all my heart. He's just brought a joy to 376 Southland Drive. To our VIPs, to our customers. I know you're going to understand when I say this. Y'all, we have some of the most awesome liberal customers I've ever met in my life. And that's not an insult. We have some of the most conservative customers I've ever met in my life. But I'll be honest. It's the safest place on earth. It's the edgiest place on earth. It's very radical. It's just fun. It's enjoyable. You get a great cup of coffee or iced tea or L8, you name it. You get a good breakfast item. And I'm not even trying to promote that. But here's what I'm saying. We chose to live out the scripture by having a prom for those who maybe didn't get invited. Maybe they went to East Jessamine or West Jessamine prom. Maybe they went and their uncle or their brother went with them. Whereas we have escorts and we have a theme and it's a celebration. We have a dance. And I know it took a long time to get that dance thing past the elders at Southland. And so I asked Brian Fife to go with me. And Brian Fife lived down in Nicholasville and he used to go to East Jessamine. Real heavy set. To be honest, he looked like Wayne Smith. And I just thought, this young man is in Wayne, he's Down syndrome. And I said, Brian, will you sing a song at the elders meeting? And y'all, I know he had a Gaither song picked out. I know he did. Midstream, I picked him up around Porter Memorial Baptist. We're going to the elders meeting, and this would have been 23 years ago. He said, Bruce, I'm going to change the song. I went, well, okay, but we're practicing in my car right here on this CD, a Gaither. I don't want to do Gaither. I went, you have another song? Bruce, I'm going to do another song. Y'all, I've learned most of the time they're right. Most 95% of the time they're right. Meaning I'm attuned to this group so well that I get it. And you all do too. So here's this group of 35 elders. We're getting approved to move the dance to the property at Southland. Nervous wreck. Now, Brian, Gaither song? Brewster, you'll like it. Here's 35, 40 elders. I put the CD in. Brian gets up, and he's going to start dancing. And I'm thinking, I don't know if there's a Gaither's dance song. He starts singing, doo-doo. Do, 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 do. Y'all, it's Free Willy by Michael Jackson. I just looked down at my notes that I'm afraid now are just going to have to be thrown away and we're going to have to go somewhere else. And I just try to look up and he's just dancing. He's just moving around. I look over here and Sherman Davis is crying. He's crying at Free Willy, Michael Jackson, and he's very moved by Brian Fife. It goes 35, no one voted against it, to move the prom on campus. You all, the next time we give a dinner or a party, we'll do exactly. And one of the ladies said that y'all have done some type of a prom for people at your church, which I'm so proud of. So you're not acting out the words of Jesus. You're living out the words of Jesus. And so there's a passion here already. I just love to read the red-lettered words in the Word of God. Go. Go. James says, in chapter 2, go look in a mirror, see what you look like, and then you turn around and you forget what you look. It says, be hearers of the word, but be doers also. Y'all, that doing is not what gets us to heaven. Oh, for the grace of God. That song, Amazing Grace, we've heard it hundreds, thousands of times. Those words are powerful. The song was an unbelievable song, but the act of grace was even, it's been life-changing, y'all, for us. Amazing grace. You see, a saint is not someone who is good. For example, we could say, Lee's a saint. And he would be the first person to stand up and go, oh, no, I'm not. Some of y'all may look around and go, Wayne Smith is, I knew Wayne. He wasn't a saint. One of the elder, Brewster, 40 years. I mean, he's got one more over than Lee. 40 years. No. You see, a saint is not someone who is good, but a saint is someone who's experienced the goodness of God. And we have. Don't just be hearers, but be doers. I think it's Mike Bro said, he said a couple, he said the word ego, E-G-O, means edging God out. So whenever this prom gets really egotistical and people get built up and we applaud those leaders who, it's not about us. We're going to be repaid at the day of the resurrection. I think it's a bro also who said, in Christianity, we don't spell all the good stuff, the wonderful stuff. We don't spell grace, D-O. No, no. Grace is spelled D-O-N-E. Y'all, it's been done. It's been done. The fish have been caught. Now we just gather for an awesome grace night, a fish fry night. We don't have to stress about it. It's been taken care of. And I use that illustration. It's been taken care of. It's been taken care of. This group of people, they've donated. They've given this. All the, we don't have to throw those worms or whatever you, to catch those crappie. We didn't have to do it. It's been done. And that's the cross. That's the blood of Jesus. That means we can become less stressful and we can love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, your strength. I love it that Jesus, he had a strange attraction for the unattractive. That's all of us. He had a strange desire for the undesirable. That's us. And he had a strange heart for those people. He had a strange love for the unlovely. A strange attraction for the unattractive. Y'all, that's all of us. And the mystery to that statement right there is that Jesus does what he sees the Father doing. He loves those whom the Father loves. That's why we want to live out the words of Jesus. I don't know what your grandfather, the Cologne, and I take you back because I love to take people back when it comes to smells, especially good smells. By the way, I was the first person here this morning, Walker and I. I looked at Walker and went, is today Saturday? And I'm like, get down, y'all. Sunday. I didn't even look at my phone. And then I said, was the worship service at 9? No, and then I looked at, but what I'm telling you is the smell just being down here was awesome. But I want you to go now to your dad's bedroom back when he was a young man. Maybe some of you all. Ladies, we'll come to you in just a minute, but old English leather, y'all remember that big old wooden knob? That leather type? It wasn't my favorite. Brute? Y'all remember Brute? What about Old Spice with that little plastic thing in there? Old Spice. I just want you to, what is it that you're, after your dad shaved, he put that blue stuff on? Aquavelva. They still have it? Still have it? It's in plastic, but still have it? Aquavelva. Give me a updated one, maybe that y'all wear. Lee, you wear cologne? I was just gonna try to give everybody a good idea of how many colognes to get you for Christmas this year. You know what I mean? What do you wear? Name me one, guys, men. Stetson. I think that's one from a long time ago. So you just age yourself out. Huh? Acts. Oh, that's new. Y'all are right there, right there. So ladies, give me beautiful. Am I right, ladies? Is there a beautiful out there? A perfume? Give me another one. Huh? Yeah, I'm on the ladies. I'm you caught up right there. What's yours? Your perfume in the red. What's your perfume? Do you like? Different kinds. What about behind you? Daisy. Okay. So y'all, a lady in the scripture, she was living out. She took a bottle of nard. Boy, I want to tell you something beautiful. Or Daisy, nard. It doesn't sound very pretty, but it was beautiful. She took a bottle of nard and she disrupted this meeting, and Jesus was there. Y'all, here's what she wanted to do. She wanted to take the bottle of nard and she wanted to pour it all over the feet, body of Jesus, and she had long hair and she kind of rubbed that. And it sounds different. However, not everything, y'all, is same-o. When it comes to loving on Jesus, there's a lot of things we can do. She chose to do this because her heart led her to do it. She wasn't forced to do it. So, Lee, I'm not going to mess you up at all with that's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing, that one spray. But I do that spray because the scripture says after she poured the nard on the feet of Jesus, the room was filled with the aroma of a sacrifice. She did. She didn't act out. It wasn't a performance. There wasn't an applause. If anything, there was like, well, how dare her? What is she doing? That is like, and you all, I don't worship him, but I do appreciate the love and the years he's given to you all and to Broadway and to this community. But that's like someone from this church coming in or out there and pouring a bottle of perfume or cologne all over the feet of Lee. Wasn't an acting, it wasn't a stage production. It was the real thing. She wanted to do it because she was grateful what Jesus had done. You see, it's that sweet sound of amazing grace that it transforms us. That song Amazing Grace will mean more to us, maybe even after today, than it has ever before. It's not how good we are. It's not how many times we've poured the nard. It's not how many proms we've given. Y'all, it's the grace of God. It's not my grace. It's not your grace. It's His grace. For you see, the expected condemnation is turned into a gracious consideration, all because of the grace of God. Which leads me to say there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God made visible in Jesus. Nada. Nothing. I love it in Scripture that Jesus speaks. So, coming down here, and I've said it as a joke, but coming down to your fish fry, let me be honest with you. I know y'all were supposed to be here. And those that couldn't make it, I'm sorry, but I know that those who came, and I know I was supposed to come. My last email to this man was, I don't know if you have it or not, I'm coming anyway. Meaning, y'all, I really felt a call or a tug from his invite to come here. Not just because I was going to be here 2 days later preaching, I felt like I was supposed to be here and fellowship with you all. Without a doubt. When I pulled in, I had my trailer, and I went, oh, why did you bring your trailer? You're going to get stuck. And then I thought, I'm going to get stuck. I'm just going to have to sleep somewhere back here, you know what I mean? And I would have been fine back here. But Jesus says to go. And so we did. Even this afternoon. Okay, so I'll tell you. You're going, wait just a minute. Don't be wrapping up anything right now. The elephant. Okay? There's an elephant on the property at Little Hickman Christian Church. So let's talk about it. I could have brought it in inside and he would have been fine and y'all would have been fine. But when we talk about, when we use that term, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Y'all go with me to John chapter 8, and then I'm wrapping around third base and going home. In John chapter 8, a woman is caught in the act of adultery. Remember? We don't know where the man is. Jesus is writing in the sand. The people, they got their stones. Now, remember the red letter edition. That's where we're at. That's where I'm connecting everything. There's an elephant in the room with Jesus in that scripture in John 8. Almost every scripture I've shared, I think every scripture I've shared, there's an elephant in the room with Jesus. When you got an elephant in the room, y'all, we need to talk about it. Because everyone's talking about, as we leave, if we didn't talk about the elephant in the room, we're just not being totally honest with us ourselves. There's an elephant in the room with Jesus in John 8 because where's the man? That's just not fair. The woman's getting ready to be stoned. Where's the man? It's not bad for an elephant to be in the room. It's a good thing. As I was looking at y'all and fellowship with y'all, every situation, every family, if we had enough elephants like that out there, we should all take, there's an elephant in the room with Jesus. There's an elephant in the room at this kitchen table. You go to your kitchen table at your home and you know that some announcement has that comes up someday or that doesn't come up. Over there, if we really open our eyes, there's an elephant in the room over there. And so what we need is Jesus. Will you just come in? Y'all, there's an elephant in the room with all these doing things. And y'all, we do these things not to get to heaven. We do these things because we really do have a heart for Jesus. And you know, the crazy thing is that in Isaiah 64:6, it talks about all those things are filthy rags. It's not putting us down. It's not taking our value away. It's giving us more value because that elephant in the room is Jesus bringing us together. Three words, y'all. All is well. There could be an elephant in the room at a funeral home. There could be an elephant in the room of a wedding. There could be an I should have brought the elephant the other night at the fish fry. There's an elephant in the room at the fish fry. That doesn't mean a bad thing. So, they just had a hard time admitting that their son or daughter was that way. Y'all, the Lord didn't snatch your son or daughter. The Lord didn't snatch your daddy or mom away. The Lord received them. Thank you, Lord God, for this group of people. Lord, thank you, Father, for me, this appointed day. Lord, a year ago, I would have never, ever guessed that a customer of McLeod's Coffee House would invite me to preach at his awesome, wonderful church in Nicholasville, Kentucky. Lord, I would have never guessed a year ago that I would be at their fish fry. That an invitation would be, Lord, we underestimate invitations often. Thank you, Father, for just this time, this day. Thank you, Father, for Lee and for his heart, for his messages, for his songs. Lord, for his creativity, for his heart, for his gentleness. Lord, he's so humble that he can't admit that he's affected and infected McLeod's Coffee House and our VIPs and our customers. Thank you, Father, for the way that we all get to hang out. And Lord, I look forward to this group of men and women in the years to come on Southland Drive or coming down here once, just one time a year. But God, your will be done. Thank you, Father, for the grace of God, for the words of Jesus. Lord, help us to live out those red lettered words. Lord, I pray if anyone's outside of Christ that today's the day. Oh, for the grace of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.